Parshas Mishpatim teaches us mitzvahs ben adam lechavera, interpersonal laws, civil laws, criminal laws, and the foundations for a civil society. So there's a common theme, a common thread that permeates the entire parsha. Our obligation to be kind and empathetic to the people who are underprivileged, people that are neglected and deprived, the poor, the converts, slaves, orphans, widows, the most vulnerable of society. So the parsha begins with the laws of Eved Ivri and how we must be sensitive to the needs of a Jewish slave, how we must be careful to treat him with respect and dignity. So let's think about the slave. Why is he here? Why is he in servitude? Because he stole money from people. He embezzled their possessions and he can't pay them back. So he becomes a servant and his proceeds are used to compensate those who he victimized. So even though he's a thief, the Torah has laws to protect his honor and dignity. He may not be ordered to perform menial tasks. He is offered the same quality food and drink as his master. And he must be given the same sleeping accommodations comparable to what his master enjoys. So the Gemara has a very famous expression, Kalakoina Eved Ivri, Kakoina Adon La'atzmai. Anyone who acquires a slave for himself, it's as if he acquired a master. Why is that? Because if you only have one bed in the house, the servant gets it. And you sleep on the floor. If you only have one steak in the freezer, he gets it. And you eat leftover chont and gefilte fish. The Eved is treated with tremendous honor and respect. Then the Torah teaches us how to be sensitive to the poor. The Torah says, if you lend money to a poor person, you can take some of his possessions as security against the loan. However, this is not a simple process. There's an important caveat. If you're holding on to your borrower's work tools as collateral, you must return it to him in the morning so that he can use them to earn a living. If you're holding on to his sleep gear, his pajamas, or his pillow, you must return it to him in the evening. The pasuk says, "B'mei yishkov." He won't have anything but to cover himself with. It will be when he screams out to me that he's cold, he's impoverished. V'shamati, I will listen to him. Kichanan ani, because I'm compassionate. And the question is, why does the Torah use a double expression, chabal tachba? So Rashi explains, it's to teach us at kamapamim, that you must pick up his pillow and return it every single day. Pick it up in the morning and return it in the evening. Can you imagine? You're the lender. You have your borrower's pillow in your car, and every day on your way home from work, you must drop it off at his house and pick up the drill. And in the morning, it's the reverse. You bring him back his drill, and you pick up his pillow. So let's say one day, you're sitting in an important meeting in Manhattan, and you glance at your watch, and it's 5 o'clock. It's almost the shkia. And you announce to your colleagues, sorry guys, I must run. I have to drive to Lakewood now to drop off my borrower's pillow. Or you're planning a vacation, and before you leave, you have to make arrangements and hire a person to pick up your borrower's pillow in the morning and drop it off in the evening. What's the rationale behind this mitzvah? You are the lender. You did this person a favor. You should be able to say, you know what? Today I'm closing a big business deal. I can't be bothered with returning his pillow. Or there's a blizzard out there. It's too difficult for me to drive 100 miles in the snow. Tonight, he'll sleep without a pillow. Why does the Torah make you jump through so many hoops? And here Rashi deviates from his customary simple interpretation, and he quotes what seems like something out of a Hasidic sefer. And I'll paraphrase. The Rabbeinu Shlom gave each and every one of us a very precious item to guard, a neshama. We say every morning, Elakai neshama shenesata bita horehi. Hashem gave us a neshama that is pure, and we are tasked not to soil it or blemish it in any way. Every single night when we go to sleep, Hashem takes back that neshama. And every single morning, because Hashem is kind and merciful, He returns it back to us. And when we wake up in the morning, we say, Moida Ani, thank you Hashem for returning my soul with compassion. Says Rashi, Hashem says, Kama ata chayavli. We all have big debts that we owe the Rabbi Shlom. We don't always behave properly. We all owe Hashem big time. Nevertheless, day after day, He keeps extending us credit. He keeps on returning our soul. However, one morning Hashem can say, listen here, you racked up a big bill, you went over your credit limit, pay up. You can't pay, you don't have the merits. I have this deposit of yours, I have your neshama here, I'll keep it in lieu of your debt. However, the Rabbeinu Shlom goes lefnim shurat hadin. He's sympathetic, he's compassionate. He keeps on returning our soul every morning. Says Rashi, we should also go lefnim shurat hadin and do so as well. And every day, we should return deposit to that poor person. Hence the repetition, Chabal Tachba. The way we treat others is the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will treat us as well. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.